but this is the thing that's going through my head, is will I look back at this phase and be proud of what I did? I enjoy working. I love what I do. It's not a burden for me. I am, you're going to be able to relate to this, is that we're kind of funny beasts, you know? We're kind of like, you know the saying, and forgive me for my language, but the saying is happy as a pig in, you know what?
Yeah.
That's kind of an entrepreneur. If you take an entrepreneur and it's like, I kind of like a crisis. I know it sounds a little bit sick if you all kind of like us, but if you look at an entrepreneur, we're kind of happiest when we're in shit a little. And what I mean by shit is like, when we're creating, when we've got challenges to solve. If you take an entrepreneur, most of the times, and you put them in a beautiful meadow, the sun's shining, there's a beautiful brook, life is just like, we're kind of miserable. We're like, no, this is not real challenging. Like, so we're happiest when we are like having to hustle at times, having to do the thing. And I recently went to a conference with, I think it's Gene Kelly, the guy from Kiss, you know, the famous band. And, you know, the guy, they're all painted in white with a long tongue and whatever. But famous rock band. And if you're in America, you'll
love it.
And it was an entrepreneurial conference. And he said something from stage that really struck me. He said, as he's growing, he's much older now, etc. He said, every day is a work day. Like, every day is a work day. Like, it's not because you have to. I mean, obviously, he's made so much money now. And, you know, they're not working for money. It's every day is a work day. And, you know, one of my mentors, you listened to the other day, Jane, one of my mentors, Jane Johnson,
yep.
she's in the latter, you know, a little bit older, if you will. And she always says, you know, she works every day. She works 7 days a week. Not because she has to, like, she's completely financially sound. There's not like she's worked with Robert Kiyosaki and people like that for years. And she is, you know, the kids are grown up, and she says, I work 7 days a week, like, because I enjoy it, like, I like it, you know. So I think there's this idea that, and the statistics are actually that, you know, that entrepreneurs dead or heart attack within, like, it's something like within 2 years of retiring, your top CEOs of companies, like the top CEOs, the most high-flying CEOs on the planet, the statistic is like dead or heart attack within like 2 years of retiring. More than likely, if you're listening to this, you've come to Tom's World through something to do with health, wellness, chiropractic, and there's a concept called eustress, right? Eustress, which is like a certain level of stress that we need. You know, we like to survive. Like, we have to have the stress to be better. And the analogy is like, you know, a silkworm becoming a butterfly, whatever it is, or within a cocoon. If you take that cocoon and you see it, if you see it struggling to get out of that cocoon, it's like struggling. It's looking like it's struggling. It's a battle to get out of that cocoon and eventually become a butterfly. If you help that silkworm and cut the cocoon, it. And prevent the struggle, the earthworm dies and doesn't become a butterfly. So it quite literally needs the struggle to become the butterfly. And I think we're the same as entrepreneurs and human beings in some way.
So true. And I think Sarah and I were talking about this, like, business has been really pretty good, but since COVID things happened, the excitement's just come back, and I'm thriving on that. And interesting you say about the heart attacks when people retire. I remember hearing Les Brown say a while ago that the majority of heart attacks in America happen on a Monday morning. Because literally people are dying to go to work to jobs that they hate.
Oh, got it.
The shift in the climate right now in terms of people are going to get laid off in this. And you know what, actually that breeds a huge amount of opportunity for a lot of people. So maybe we could just talk a little bit about some of the opportunities that might be out there now when this is happening. And, you know, with so much uncertainty,
yeah,
people do to keep certain and stay focused or really dig into what, you know, they should be doing.
Cool. I think I'll probably take it a one step back from it. And, you know, there's a phrase that you've heard me say it many times, Tom, and it's been said to me many times, but the problem is never the problem. And it's like, you know, I know that what I'm going to say now even it may even rile a little bit of feathers, especially in the self-employed world. Is like, you know, I see so many people crying now that are self-employed, you know, crying, and it's like so unfair. And it's like, and you know, I'm actually busy writing an article right now on it. I really want to know the problem. You know, let's be honest, how many times have any of us been told that you should never have one form of income? How many times have all of us been told that, you know, being self-employed is like, you know, it's dangerous, you know? How many times have we all been told that, you know, the problem is not the problem? And we were just talking about this before the podcast is, you know, great times breed complacently, and they, you know, the saying is true, you know, a rising tide raises all ships. And it's only when the tide goes out, and it always goes out. We've had many years now since 2008 of basically a bull market and the best of times, the lowest unemployment rate in the United Kingdom we've ever had in the history of mankind, just about. In the US, it's the same, lowest unemployment we've ever had in the history of mankind. So that's great, but all things that go up must also come down, and everyone acts as if the shit is never going to hit the fan. And I think, so that's the first thing I'd say is that the problem is not the problem, is all the, and I think actually we are definitely going into recession, but this is probably going to be a cheap lesson. What I mean by cheap lesson is, I think, I don't know, but I think that, I mean, many businesses are not. I read something this morning. I said they think that over 40% of businesses will not make it through the next year, and small businesses. But I do think we may actually end up with a scenario where we enter into like the roaring 20s after the Great Depression. I think that might be fast tracked, and we may get through this quite quickly actually, but then we have another roaring period. But I really hope that everyone remembers this pain. Because it's gonna happen again. It's gonna happen again. And now that governments and people like that know they can shut down a whole country, etc., because it's gonna happen. The potential to shut down whole countries and stop commerce again is gonna be more likely. So if you're self-employed, like, listen to this from the perspective of, it's not that I'm not. Listen, I've had to close my eight practices too. But I've got other forms of income coming in right now. And in a lot of ways, my life doesn't change. In fact, in one of my businesses, April's a record. Mm-hmm. It's a record. I will make more money in one of my businesses in April than the average salaries in most countries. Like, that's, you know, from just one source, and then other sources coming in. So when I've been saying that for years, it hasn't been from a perspective of, yes, we make great money as self-employed people, etc. But remember, it's coming. Like, you know, we always say, everyone looks like they've got swimming trunks on when the tide is up at the beach. But when the tide goes out, you see who's naked. So that's what we're going through now. So the lesson, I guess what I'd like to get across to people right now is take this as a cheap lesson. Because I think actually we'll all be fine. I do think that, you know, governments are going to prop us up for a little while, but there's going to be a lot of businesses that have a tough time now. But we're living in a different age. There's the internet. There is probably more money than people have ever had in their entire life. Banks have money, etc. Access to finance is going to be better than it's ever been. I mean, right now you can walk into the bank just about. I think actually today they're coming out with an announcement that. They announced that you can have a 12-month interest-free loan, but banks actually initially said was it's only if you don't qualify for the other loans. Today, our chancellor here in the United Kingdom is going to come out with something saying that that's for you can just walk into a bank now and you don't even if you qualify for their normal loans, that you can get the interest-free loan. I think so. The announcement hasn't happened, but if that is true, that you can walk into a bank right now and you can get a 12-month interest-free loan, like, what is everyone crying about? There's so many opportunities. Access to funding is the best it's ever been. The precedence to do business online is the best it's ever been. And I'm empathetic to everyone that's lost the income, But we live in an age where you've got the best opportunities in your life to create something new for yourself. And it's not about creating something new for yourself. You know, the best, I've had so many people contact me about, Ryan, how do I start a coaching business? How do I start a property business? How do I start in this business? How do I start a business? Keith, can you help me? And I always say, look, it's not that I think you should be doing it now. The best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But so not now, it's like just stabilize your business, make sure the business is everything ready to go so that when you come out of this, it's stronger. And yes, I do think you should pivot in the moment. On the place that we, and I do have, I've got one, my thought process on it is we're going into an era where I think the single most dangerous word is going to be the word entitlement. And I'll break that down for you. We've had 12 years or whatever it is of extreme entitlement. Like, believe me, you know, if you're an employer, you understand that, you know, employees wouldn't even realize it, but it's just part of the times. It's you know, you can have anything you want. So I think as a business owner, the following word is the most dangerous word you could possibly, or variations of this, and it is I shouldn't have to, I didn't need to, I what got me here, but I didn't have to do that to get me here, I never used to have to do that, or variations of the phrase I shouldn't have to go call every single person in the diary. Yeah, well, you didn't have to, but now you do have to. Yeah, but I didn't need to do that to get to where I am now. Yep, you're right, you didn't, but now you do. Oh, I didn't need to know how to generate new patients from online strategies, etc. Yep, you didn't need to in the best economy of in the history of mankind, but now you do. So the variations of that phrase, I shouldn't have to ism, is a plague that's gonna destroy businesses coming out. Any sense of entitlement from that perspective. And one of the things I've been teaching a lot about is reverse customer loyalty. To that point is like, what are you doing for your customers to show your loyalty? What are you like, any sense of entitlement when it comes to business right now is going to be really punished. And then from an employer's perspective, I think the following phrase is going to have a lot of people in trouble, if you will, and that is the phrase, that's not my job.
Yeah,
like for the first time in a long time, employees are exactly the same page as the employer, and that is, it's a fight. Like there is no, like there, whatever it takes to keep the business afloat. And it comes down to core values in your business, which I hope you have. If you don't, Tom can help you with that. He's a master at that. One of the things that I think you're really skilled at, Tom, is helping people with their own personal congruency and core values, as well as, and then it starts there and then it goes into their business. So if you listen to this, you should get all of Tom to help you with that. But if you don't have core values in your business right now, the only reason that we've done a record in April for one of my businesses is because we just leaned into my core values. And one of my core values in the business is plan 100% and over deliver. So the whole team was like, yep, we're all in, whatever it takes, bro, the whole team. But the problem's not the problem. If you went into the crisis without core values, it would have been a tougher time for you because you wouldn't have had things to lean on. Core values are a nice fancy thing to have on the wall in good times, but it's in bad times when you freaking need them. And because times have been so good, it was like, oh, this core values thing, oh, that's a nicety. Well, now it's not such a nicety because it's the only reason that we are still rocking as a business is because I've been able to go, yep, we're going to lean on the core values. Because in times of struggle, you need something around you to protect you from yourself, and that is your core values. And if I go one step further back, it's to give you context, every great society, organization, or team has a set of core values. We have the 10 commandments. We have the Declaration of Independence. Every great team, society, or well-functioning group has a set of rules to stick by. And it's not like the owner imposing rules, it's the team having a set of rules to protect themselves from themselves. So that's been super helpful for me now. But that's my take on it. My take is we're going into an era where if you're a business owner and you think any sense of entitlement, and if you're an employee and you think that's not my job, you're in trouble.
I love it. So it's the people who really have, you want to do something, you're going to get through this. I love something you've always said to me before, is, you know, done is better than perfect. And I think now is, it doesn't represent that any more than now. And it's really nice because I think we're going to go into an era where this polished professionalism is done. Like I really do think we're going to come into an era now, which is really it is entrepreneur led, but it's also just human being led. It's people to people, you know, connection. Although it's happening through more and more now the means of like what we're doing here, the webinars I still think there's going to be a real element of people seeing through that and connecting with other people. What do you think people can do to help themselves be productive in this time, maybe? Because a lot of people are, I see a lot of people being very productive and getting to work, which is fantastic. And just like you said, when people turn around and say, well, it's not my job, well, then they're not going to succeed through it. And like you say, the market has changed.
Mm.
I'm listening to this now and going, okay, now I understand that I have to do something. The market has changed.
Mm.
Where do they start? What is in their control? What can they be doing to move towards creating something or sustaining whatever they're doing?
Yeah, okay. The first thing is, it's a kind of twofold thing. Number one is environment is stronger than willpower. And if you rely too much heavily on yourself right now, and it's, you know, I won't get religious on you now, but it's even like a Christian analogy in that, you know, we are strong in our weakness when we rely on a higher power, in this case, if you're Christian, Jesus, and that, you know, you're leaning on something else other than your own, relying on your own power. But from a community perspective, there's a book written called The Crash Course. And it's about times like this and how to survive them. And it specifically says your community is your single biggest asset right now, because you're either going to stick around people who are all trying to go to a different place in their lives, or you're going to watch the news. And boy, you watch that news, you're going to feel like Armageddon's happening around you.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to create an environment around. So number one is your community. And then within that, if you're in the right community, in the right coaching group, I'm watching successful people carefully now. Here's what the successful people are doing. They're doubling down on coaching. Like, you know what? Like for me, so those who don't know this, first of all, a coach without a coach is not a coach. The first thing I ever ask any very successful on business stage is, who are your mentors? And you'd be like, Greg, do they all have mentors? Of course they have mentors. I recently toured with Robert Kiyosaki. Robert has coaches, many coaches. He spends like many, many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on coaching himself. And it might be emotional coaches, etc. So a coach without a coach is not a coach. But I would say, first of all, like even one of my one-on-one mentors, who I only really spoke to once a month, I'm speaking to her once a week now. Because environment, there's a couple of your immediate environment, and then there's like the world environment. And that's pretty strong force right now. So I've got to do more work on me, so I can better handle that, because that's not going away. And then I'm doubling down on some of my, if you will, my coaching groups that I'm involved in. And then I'm passing it on to my coaching group, and we're doing a call every single day, and we've got one-on-one stuff, and we're just upping the game. So again, that comes into same for my business. I used to be able to do what I used to do and grow my business, but it's different times. So I have to adapt. And I'm like, cool, we're doing a call every day. Cool, we're adding this. Cool, we're adding extra. So any sense of entitlement that you were able to just do what you did prior to this is going to end you up in trouble. It's not business as usual. It's different times. Okay, so what can they do? Number one, community. Number two, breathe. Breathe, because when stress goes up, intelligence goes down. When emotion goes up, intelligence goes down. So you want to be careful now, because there's a lot of emotion flying around. I did a video to my inner circle group on this. Wherever you've got the gift of being able to give yourself an extra night to sleep on it, or an extra person to run it by, or something like that, I think you should just, speed's important now, but if it's irrelevant whether you pull the trigger at 8 p.m. tonight or tomorrow morning, give yourself the extra night, you know? So breathe, give yourself the extra night. And then I think I'll just say that there's never been, Tom, this is a big statement. I think that many of us will never, ever in our lifetimes experience what we're experiencing right now, ever, for the history of mankind. And and if you look back at again, I'm monitoring the successful people, And there's a whole bunch of people seeing this as a paid holiday. And I'm like, oof, you're in trouble. Because the government's propping this up, this thing up for 3 months, and then they're pulling the, they're gonna pull the blanket, and no one's gonna have jobs to go to, and no one's gonna have. So, if you are one of those people right now that are furloughed or whatever it is, now at the very least, be working harder on yourself and be offering your businesses that you work for help, because they're gonna need it. It's not like every business is gonna need it. So those are a couple of things I'd say. Work harder, very hard on yourself right now. If it's a new skill set you need, now's the time. If you need to learn how to do online marketing, we have this time. If you're going to learn to do property, now's the time. If you want to learn how to do stocks and trading, now's the time. So we're going to look back and go, oh, I don't have enough time. Really, most of us are going to have six weeks to have learned a new skill set or something that's going to change. And I'll leave you with this. But this is the thing that's going through my head. Is will I look back at this phase and be proud of what I did? Like, I want you to answer that question now. Like, it scares me. That phrase scares me. Will I look back at this phase right now and the temptation that's harder to work at home and the weather's starting to get nice and, you know, et cetera, and some of you on paid salaries at home, et cetera, watching, listen to this. Will you look back at this brief moment in history, potentially the only time in the history of mankind where you're going to have an unprecedented 4 weeks to learn a new skill, learn a new trade, go have done whatever, not do what the masses are doing, do the opposite of the masses, as in double down and do extra, give extra value. Are you going to be able to look back at this time history and go, I'm proud of the way I responded to that moment? Because that scares me, that sentence.
So true. Something I write every day is today is not repeated tomorrow. And it's become so much more pertinent right now in this time, because we do have, as much as we do have the time to double down and work, I do have now the time to sit on the sofa for an hour with my wife and converse, which was actually rare time before. So it's nice to be able to have more time to do more stuff, but also more time to connect. Which is just superb.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I've realized that we go for a walk every day, my wife and I and two kids. And then we've been playing a game, you know, what has we learned? What have we learned from this time that we really like? And one of the things that we learned, one of the things I learned is that, A, it's like I can still be productive at home. That's one of my lessons. Another one is that, you know, we go for a walk every single day at about 3:30 now at the moment. And I'm basically, we're kind of having breakfast every day. And I had this before, I had this sense that I needed to jump. I do work a lot from home and I'm non-operational in most of my businesses, et cetera. So I'm very blessed. That's why I say my life hasn't changed much. But I still have this urge to feel like I had to get into the office, for instance, to connect. And there are other ways to connect with my team and we being so productive. So for me, it was like you just said, and like Nat and I, we haven't walked every single day for quite a while. You know, and this is like all of a sudden I've got the time, but for me specifically, it's this, I've got the same amount of time. It's just the perception of it now. And I don't have anywhere else to run away to, if you will, to think like I have to be there. So that was my lesson from it now is like, actually, you know what? It was all bullshit. I was telling myself, I can go for a walk every day. I can do this, whatever. Yes, I'm still working my bum off. Don't believe me. Like I'm working, be more productive in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last year. But you understand the processes. I like what you said there is because it's really been a lesson in certain other areas too.
Appreciate that. Ryan, you've been fantastic. I really, really appreciate the wisdom that you shared with our audience. I know they're going to get a lot from it. Can you tell them where they can currently get hold of you? Because I certainly give my accolades for you as a coach and a mentor, and you are in several different areas. So if you could just maybe tell people where they can get hold of you, and then we'll see.
Yeah, cool. I have a YouTube channel, and they can subscribe to that. I'd already appreciate that. And then if you go to my website called dcpracticegrowth.com, and I've got quite a few free resources on there. You know, I'd always say to everyone, just grab my free book. The book is free. You just pay for the postage and the shipping and get it across to you. That's always a nice place to start. But yeah, my YouTube channel. Go to my website, and if you grab one of the free resources and it helps you, that would always be the first place I'd start if you enjoyed any of what we spoke about today.
Ryan, have you got any passing words that you'd like to leave our audience with today?
Yeah, I just think these are unprecedented times that require you to become a better person and bigger person and surround yourself with bigger, better people and resources. So don't underestimate that. Environment is stronger than willpower. Double down on support wherever you can right now. It's a good way of listening. I really want you to ask yourself that question is, when you look back at this time, would you be able to look back and say that you were proud of the achievements and potential life-altering things you did in this time? That's what I'll leave you with.
Hey, thanks for watching the video. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did find it helpful, you might want to grab one of our free books. This is exactly how we grew our practices. 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year, $7 million worth of revenue. And the exact blueprint is in here. All the strategies we use to market our practices and bring those new patients is all in here. And it's completely free. All you got to do is click on the link. And all you do is pay for shipping. And we'll send it to you and some extra resources. Click on the link. It's free. See you on the other side.